Are you looking for a unique way to support Pacifica Radio in Los Angeles? KPFK's vehicle donation program not only supports public radio, but it helps you get a tax deduction, too. The process is easy. Just call 877-KPFK-AUTO. That's 877-KPFK-AUTO.
Bonjour, c'est Françoise Breu. Vous écoutez le Melting Pot sur KPFK 90.7 FM à Los Angeles et 98.7 FM à Santa Barbara et dans le monde entier sur kpfk.org.
You're listening to KPFK Los Angeles 90.7 FM worldwide at kpfk.org. We are currently in the middle of a special program on the music of the Spanish Civil War here on the 75th anniversary of the start of that war. Next, I wanted to feature several songs, really a story by Max Parker, a veteran of the Abraham Lincoln Brigade, who put out a record in the 1980s called El Toca de Ana on his time fighting in Spain and also spending time in a Franco prison. And so these are several of the different stories and songs that are on this album, once again from Max Parker, here on KPFK 90.7 FM.
In this year, 1982, I arrive at the age referred to in the Bible as 70. I'm a grandfather, an ancestor, and it's a strange, though very pleasant feeling for me. In common with all the millions of my contemporaries, I've seen and experienced more changes in my lifetime than occurred in hundreds of years in the past. Tools and utensils that were in common use in my childhood are now being sold as antiques, and thousands of today's necessities were unheard of when I was a boy. The strangest thing of all is the realization that we of my generation participated in events that are now in the history books, and sometimes it seems to have happened quite recently, and not a grandfather's age ago. One of those events was the Spanish Civil War. I am one of a relatively small group of Americans who took part in it, a losing battle whose historical importance is only now, nearly 50 years later, being recognized. I'm also one of an even smaller group who were prisoners in a Spanish prison camp. The forces of Franco, Hitler and Mussolini killed many more thousands in Spain than they captured, so I guess you could say that I was lucky. Some of my friends who fought in Spain never reached 70 of years. The veterans of the Lincoln Brigade have often been asked why we went to Spain. There are many answers, of course, but my answer is that I went because of Adolf Hitler. I was born and brought up in New York City on the Lower East Side, in a Jewish home and neighborhood. In the mid-1930s, we began getting reports about the rise of Hitler and his attacks on the Jews of Germany. This was a matter of great concern in our neighborhood, where almost everyone was an immigrant or the child of immigrants who had known oppression and anti-Semitism in Eastern Europe. When we young people learned that Hitler was helping Franco in his revolt against the Republic and the people of Spain, we saw what we thought was an opportunity to defeat Hitler before his power spread throughout Europe, and some of us volunteered to go. 300 of us sailed on the Ile-de-France in February 1937 with passports stamped not valid for travel in Spain. We had concocted some interesting reasons for going to France, but they fooled no one. We each had one bag and $5. When we reached Le Havre, we were summoned to the main salon where we heard a 3-hour speech by the American consul. Our reaction to this speech was well expressed in this song written by a group of 4 volunteers known as the Convulsionaries.
Honey, 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 comrades, we love you, honey, comrades, we love you, honey, love you in the springtime and the fall. Comrades, we love you, honey. Comrades, we love you, honey. Love you best of all. Oh, the border is closed. You had better turn back. Were the words of the American consul.
Words of the American consul.
But we all laughed because we knew he was only straining his tonsils. Honey, 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 comrades, we love you, honey, comrades, we love you, honey, love you in the springtime and the fall. Comrades, we love you, honey, comrades, we love you, honey, love you best of all. Oh, the border is closed, and the guards are there. Oh, pray, what can we do?
Pray, what can we do?
As you can see, our task must be to climb the Pyrenees. Honey, 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 honey. Comrades, we love you, honey. Comrades, we love you, honey. Love you in the springtime and the fall. Comrades, we love you, honey. Comrades, we love you, honey. Love you best of all. Oh, I had a dream the other night that put me in good humor.
Put me in good humor.
When I awoke, I found that dream was just a lousy rumor. Honey, 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 honey. Comrades, we love you, honey. Comrades, we love you, honey. Love you in the springtime and the fall. Comrades, we love you, honey. Comrades, we love you, honey. Love you best of all.
We had to wait in Paris until we got the word to start our trek into Spain over the snowy Pyrenees. The hike took all night and ended in a training camp where we became halfway soldiers. There wasn't time to be fully trained, and we went into action in a few weeks. I was assigned to transport and drove a truck moving Spanish and other troops to and from the various fronts, Brunetti, Belchite, Aragon, Teruel, 2nd Belchite, and finally Gandesa. My home base was at the 1st Transport Regiment, where life was similar to any army camp, except that we were short of everything, including time. My truck and I saw a great deal of action as we drove over bombed-out roads and had a bridge blown up when we were halfway across it. A song which describes quite vividly the feeling of being in battle, the loneliness, the fear, and the horror of war is Si Me Quieres.
Si me quieres escribir, ya sabes mi paradero. Si me quieres escribir, ya sabes mi paradero. En el frente de Gandesa, primera línea de fuego. En el frente de Gandesa, primera línea de fuego. Si tú quieres comer bien, barato y de buena forma. Si tú quieres comer bien barato y de buena forma, en el frente de Gandesa, allí tienen una fonda. Y en el frente de Gandesa, allí tienen una fonda. En la entrada de la fonda hay un moro mohamed. En la entrada de la fonda hay un moro mohamed que te dice pasa, pasa, ¿qué quieres para comer? Que te dice pasa, pasa, ¿qué quieres para comer? El primero plato que dan son granadas rompedoras. El primero plato que dan son granadas rompedoras. El segundo de metralla para recordar memoria.
glorias. El segundo de metralla para recordar memorias.
If you wish to write to me, you should know my address. It's in the Gandesa front, the first line of fire. If you care to eat with me, cheaply and in good style, at the Gandesa front you will find the cafe. At the entrance of this cafe stands a Mohammedan Moor, who says, "Enter, enter. What would you care to eat?" The first course will consist of exploding grenades. The second, a machine gun burst to help you record many memories. So, if you wish to write to me, you know my address, at the front lines of Gandesa.
Si me quieres escribir, ya sabes mi paradero. Si me quieres escribir, ya sabes mi paradero. Y en el frente de Gandesa, primera línea de fuego. En el frente de Gandesa, primera línea de fuego.
At about midnight on a night in March 1938, I was captured along with 30 Spaniards in my truck. Our captors were Italian fascists. The Spaniards were taken off to the side, and I saw several of them shot. A group of Irish and English were captured that night, too, and I was put with them behind a wire fence. My hands were tied behind my back, and I was questioned, cursed, spat upon, and generally shoved around. In the morning, we were marched along a road near Belchite for several hours. The captain of the English and Irish group was Frank Ryan, a well-known fighter for Irish freedom. He was an exceptionally strong and courageous man, and he kept urging us on. Eventually, we were loaded into a canvas-covered truck and taken to San Pedro de Cardeña, a monastery which Franco had taken over as a prison. There were prisoners there from all over the world. Nearly all of the Americans there had been captured at about the same time, and we were all in what I guess you could call shock. Our daily routine is described in a song composed by Cuban prisoners, Al Tocar Diana.
Al Tocar Diana, por la mañana, lo dice la gente toda a formar. Entrar en fila, salir al patio, y a la bandera después saludar. Al sopa de ajo, al primer plato, para almuerzo nos suele llamar. Con desegrado, muy bien marcado, soy prisionero, tiene que aventar. Hoy nos daban los dos chuscos, que es cosa que no varía, el que moldo venenaban la comida en el penal. Las lentejas y judías te los dan todos los días, debajo una lluvia de palos que no te dejan comer. Todas las tardes nos dan sermones, hermanos míos nos suelen llamar. Unos señores que con sotana debajo llevan traje militar. Si tienes piojos, no te preocupes, en todas partes nos van a encontrar. Tiene paciencia, mi camarada, soy prisionero. viene Chiaventar.
Life was pretty grim, but we gradually adjusted to it. We organized language classes, chess matches, etc. We sang to keep up our spirits and sometimes to remind ourselves of a world outside the walls and of home. Ya no me vengas was written by a Spanish prisoner expressing his unhappiness at seeing his wife weeping when she visited him in the prison.
Ya no me vengas a llorar con esos ojos. Todas las noches las paso soñándote. Estoy dormido y despierto y adorándote. Te busco y no te hallo y me pongo a llorar. Ya no me vengas a llorar con esos ojos. Todas las noches las paso soñándote. Estoy dormido y despierto y adorándote. Te busco y no te hallo y me pongo a llorar. Pero hasta cuándo, mujer, pero hasta cuándo, pero hasta cuándo llorarán tus ojos verdes. Yo soy el hombre que sufre sin verte, pero adiós en el cielo, compadece de a mí.
This was sung to or about a loved one visiting a prisoner. When a god was present, the ending was, O God in heaven, have pity on me. But when the god was not present, we sang,
Pero hasta cuando, mujer, pero hasta cuando, pero hasta cuando llorarán tus ojos verdes. Yo soy el hombre que sufre sin verte. Estoy en el cárcel cuando saldremos de aquí.
Earlier, I mentioned Frank Ryan, the captain of the English and Irish volunteers who were captured at the same time that I was. I think that he deserves more than a mention because he was a very impressive man in his bearing and in his courage. He was an inspiration to many. He was almost totally deaf. One of the fascist officers shouted at him, "Why aren't you at home fighting for Ireland's freedom?" Frank's answer was that it was all one fight for humanity everywhere. The song we learned from our Irish comrades was sung to an old Irish tune, O'Donnell the Boo.
Proudly we're marching and proudly we're singing the song of our country we all hold so dear. Far from our native land, proudly we take our stand. We're members of the International Brigade. Think of the guns we bear, think of the clothes we wear, think of the insults endured in thy name. Tempered by the sun of Spain, hardened by the wind and rain, we're members of the International Brigade.
The war ended in February 1939, and we were released in April. Democracy had been defeated in Spain, and Franco's years of terror began. Thousands of loyalists were imprisoned, and thousands more were killed. We came home, happy to be home with family and friends, to be warm and clean and eating real food.
Very soon after they came home, most of them were again fighting fascism in World War II. in the Army, Navy, Merchant Marine, or on the home front. One of the youngest, Sydney, was killed in battle in Europe. Many were wounded. The years have taken their toll. Moish, Chuch, Charlie, and so many others live now only in the hearts of their families and friends, and in the memories of those who shared their lives during those many months in San Pedro. Many millions of lives have been sacrificed since the hopeful young men and women went off to Spain to try to stop fascism and war. Millions of prisoners have suffered the horrors of jails and concentration camps. As awful as war was then, it is even more awful now. The technical advances that have made our lives so different and in some ways better have also made war different and much worse, so much worse that it staggers the imagination. The world is in greater danger than ever before. But we must not give up hope that the diet of grenades and bombs described so bitterly in Simikiris will not be the food of the children of the world. There is a lullaby which has been sung to many generations of children, wishing for them raisins and almonds, the good things of life. If we can only give them bread and rice and meat and milk and medicines to cure their ills and a peaceful world, the millions of lives will not have been lost in vain, and the many wars already fought will have been won at last. Our grandchildren everywhere may even have raisins and almonds.
In them beis amigdash, in avinkle cheder, zitz di almone bastian alein, ir ben yechidel yingele zikti kiseder, und singt zim zum schlafen alidale schein. Ay, ay, unter Ingeles Vigalest steht a Chlorves Ziegalest. Das Ziegel ist gefroren handeln. Das wird sein dein Beruf, Rosinkes mit Mandeln. Schlaf, den Ingale, schlaf, den Ingale, schlaf.
Music and stories from Max Parker from a record released on Folkways called Altoca Diana, songs from a Franco prison, remembered and sung by Max Parker with Mary Parker, Nancy Carter, and Tom Barr. Some of the songs that you heard on that excerpt from it, it's actually about 50 minutes altogether, both sides of that record. And you heard about a 20-minute kind of version of it. And you heard Song of the American Consul, Si Me Quieres Escribir, El Toca Diana, Ya No Me Vengas, Le Column Song, and Roshinkes Mit Mandeln, the song at the end right there. Going to continue things right now with a song from Phil Oakes that he recorded for Broadside, featured on Broadside Tapes Volume Number 1. And this is a Spanish Civil War song from Phil Oakes here on KPFK 90.7 FM.
Here's a song about Franco Spain today. I don't know the title, Spanish for Men or something. It's state-based partly on a Spanish Civil War song. Oh, say, do you remember 25 years ago they fought the fascist army? They fought the fascist foe. Do you remember Franco, Hitler's old ally? He butchered Spain's democracy, half a million free men died. Aye, 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 aye. Did you wonder why? Did you ever pause and cry? And don't forget the churches and the sad role that they played. They crucified their people and worked the devil's trade. But now the wounds are healing with the passing on of time. So we send them planes and rifles and recognize their crime. I, did you wonder why? Did you ever pause and cry? So spend your tourist dollars and turn your heads away. Forget about the slaughter, it's the price we all must pay. For now the world's in struggle, to win we all must bend. So dim the light in freedom's soul, sleep well tonight, my friend. I, did you wonder why? Did you ever pause and cry?
Years before I saw the light of morning, a comradeship of heroes was laid. From every corner of the world came sailing the 5th International Brigade. They came to stand beside the Spanish people, to try and stem the rising fascist tide. Franco's allies were the powerful and wealthy. Frank Ryan's men came from the other side. Even the olives were bleeding as the battle for Madrid thundered on. Truth and love against the force of evil, brotherhood against the fascist clan. Viva la Quinta Brigada, the pastor and the pledge that made them fight. Adelante is the cry around the hillside. Let us all remember them tonight. Bob Hilliard was a Church of Ireland pastor. From Killarney across the Pyrenees he came. From Derry came a brave young Christian brother. Side by side they fought and died in Spain. Tommy Woods, age 17, died in Cordoba. But with Nafiana he learned to hold his gun. From Dublin to the Via del Grillo, where he fought and died beneath the blazing sun. Viva la Quinta Brigada, the pastor and the pledge that made them fight. Adelante is the cry around the hillside. Let us all remember them tonight. Many Irishmen heard the call of Franco, joined Hitler and Mussolini too. Propaganda from the pulpit and newspapers left O'Duffy to enlist his crew. The word came from an oath, support the Nazis. The men of cloth failed again. But when the bishops blessed the blue shirts in Dunleary, as they sailed beneath the swastika to Spain. Viva la Quinta Brigada, the pastor and the pledge that made them fight. Adelante is the cry around the hillside. Let us all remember them tonight.
This song is a tribute to Frank Ryan, Kit Conway and Denny Cody too, Peter Daly, Charlie Reagan and Hugh Bonner. The many died, I can't but name a few. Danny Boyle, Blazer Brown and Charlie Donnelly, Liam Thomasill and Jim Steraney from the Falls, Jack Nalty, Tommy Patton and Frank Conroy, Jim Foley, Tony Fox and Dick O'Neill. Viva la Quinta Brigada, the Passuram, the pledge that made them fight. Adelante is the cry around the hillside. Let us all remember them tonight. Viva la Quinta Brigada.
Oh my God, I'm all bad. Was ever anybody that ever put into words man's hope, into beautiful words, it was La Passionaria. And I remember her as, of course, a rather vigorous, handsome, black-haired, lower, not quite middle-aged yet, but about 40 years old.
Attractive.
Extremely attractive woman with an enormous personality. It just reached out like a great performer and just grabbed you when she talked to you. That's how I remember her.
And it was passion. That's why she was La Passionata. She was this mother passion. And her words were like fire. I mean, it burned right into your heart. You can't. It sounds cornball, but this is how it came off. You'd wait, you'd read things, and you'd be inspired by someone who was in a unique experience. We were a part of a farewell parade for the International Brigades. This is a prelude to La Passionaria, the remarks that will be read. And I'll never...
Where was
Laurie?
In Barcelona.
Tell how that came about, why that came about.
No, I don't want to get too involved. I want to just give my gut reaction. You know, we were being repatriated. We were being sent home. The Negrin government had decided that as a last gesture, maybe, they can get all foreigners out of Spain. So as a gesture, we were being repatriated. This was a proposal brought before the League of Nations. And we were being sent out of Spain publicly. And there was this farewell parade for the International Brigades. Now, God, as long as I live, and the goddamn thing really, I get emotional even thinking about it now. We were marching down the Rambla, the main street in Barcelona, and people came from 50 miles from all over Spain and brought the flowers of their region. And they had strewn in our path, as far as the eye could see, flowers. And we were marching on flowers. And the Spanish people were throwing themselves at us, older women, young women, and embracing us and calling us hijos, sons, you know, come back to us. We love you. And it was a very unbelievably emotional march, you know. And then we assembled to hear La Passionaria in this courtyard at the end of this day. And she spoke. Larry, I'd like you to...
Well, I won't read the whole speech. And you'll have to remember that the speech actually was delivered in Spanish. And although you'll probably get some of the flavor and the meaning of what she said and the emotion of the moment out of some of these excerpts, it was much more impressive in the original Spanish. She said, among other things, "For the first time in the history of the people's struggles, there has been the spectacle, breathtaking in its grandeur, of the formation of international brigades to help save a threatened country's freedom and independence, the freedom and independence of our Spanish land. Mothers, women, when the years pass by and the wounds of war are being staunched, when the cloudy memory of the sorrowful, bloody days returns in a present of freedom, peace, and well-being, when the feelings of rancor are dying away, and when pride in a free country is felt equally by all Spaniards, then speak to your children. Tell them of these men of the International Brigades. Tell them how coming overseas in mountains, crossing frontiers bristling with bayonets, and watched for by raving dogs thirsting to tear at their flesh, these men reached our country as crusaders for freedom, to fight and die for Spain's liberty and independence, which were threatened by German and Italian fascism. They gave up everything, their loves, their countries, home and fortune, fathers, mothers, wives, brothers, sisters, and children. And they came and told us, we are here. Your cause. Spain's cause is ours. It is the cause of all advanced and progressive mankind. Today, they are going away. Many of them, thousands of them, are staying here with the Spanish earth for their shroud. And all Spaniards remember them with the deepest feeling. We shall not forget you. And when the olive trees of peace puts forth its leaves again, entwined with the laurels of the Spanish Republican's victory, come back. Come back to us. With us, Those of you who have no country will find one. Those of you who have to live deprived of friendship will find friends. And all of you will find the love and gratitude of the whole Spanish people who now and in the future will cry out with all their hearts, long live the heroes of the International Brigade.
That was music from Charlie Hayden and Liberation Music Orchestra from an album called Ballad of the Fallen, and actually the rest of it, the spoken word pieces, were from a Pacifica program from 1971 with some veterans of the Abraham Lincoln Brigade and their remembrances of leaving Spain, and especially of La Pasionaria. The name of the track from Charlie Hayden and the Liberation Music Orchestra was dedicated to La Pasionaria, one of the main figures during Spain, during that period of time, and after. The veterans that you heard from the Abraham Lincoln Brigade were Maury Colo and Bob Steck, Steve Nelson, and Larry Kane are also featured in that program from 1971, originally broadcast here on Pacifica, on Pacifica stations. We also had music from the Manic Street Preachers. The name of the song is If You Tolerate This, Then Your Children Will Be Next, from an album called This Is My Truth, Tell Me Yours. Music from The Clash, from London Calling, Spanish Bombs. And something from Christy Moore, from a record called Ride On, a song called Viva La Quinta Brigada, a very different version than the one you heard earlier and the one you generally hear. This one especially written, dedicated to the soldiers who fought in Spain from Ireland. And started that set off with music from Phil Oakes, Spanish Civil War song from the Broadside Tapes, number one. I've really enjoyed putting on this program and tracking down many of these songs and being able to present them to you. I hope you enjoyed it as well. 75 years seems a very long time ago. And a lot of the reasons for this war may be lost on some people, but I hope that you will learn more about the Spanish Civil War, about its place in history as a moment that perhaps could have saved many of the atrocities that we learned of later, after World War II, if people had been able to raise up and to stick together and been able to fight for Spain and against fascism at that time instead of staying on the sidelines. But many of our lessons from history are there so that we do not forget and that we do not hopefully make the same mistakes later on. I wanted to close up with a couple of songs. Another track from Charlie Hayden, Liberation Music Orchestra, a song very much about Catalan independence, El Segradores, and then a track that has become associated with veterans of the Abraham Lincoln Brigade, often when a member passes, even though it was a song originally dedicated to Roosevelt, from Josh White. And so that's where I'll leave you with these two tracks as we close out the program. And thank you once again for listening to the show. Big thanks to the Pacifica Archives here at KPFK. Also, a very big thanks to Alan Minsky and Henry Slukey for helping me out with several of the songs. And most importantly, thank you, those of you who support KPFK and make it possible to have the freedom to do this kind of programming. I thank you most of all. So here is music from Josh White. Close out this special on the music of the Spanish Civil War. Beloved Comrade is the name of the song that you hear now on KPFK 90.7 FM.
Beloved comrade, we make this solemn vow. The fight will go on. The fight will still go on. Like you, beloved comrade, we pledge our bodies now. The fight will go on. The fight will still go on. rest here in the earth. Your work is done, you'll find new birth when we have won, when we have won. Sleep well, beloved comrade, the fight will just begin. The fight will go on till we win, until